Blog Talk Radio. Weekend. And this is the funny thing that happened. It was a lot of confession. Not going to discuss that because what goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas. But it was a lot of confession and just telling each other of things and how maybe each other felt about each other. Good thing, of course. And just reminiscing about the past, and it was a wonderful weekend. And I am still a little bit tired from it all, but I am going to press on and hoping that I can stay awake and do what God has for me to do. But it was truly, truly a wonderful weekend. And I felt like a young girl again because I did a lot of dancing. So I it was wonderful, wonderful, wonderful a weekend. Well, tonight I am going to tell some stories about God's care. And every day God is taking care of us in so many different ways. He cares for us. And he keeps us in his care. He keeps us in his arms. And just in spite of the way that we act and do things, say things, think things, he still has us in his care. And I'm going to tell some stories about some people of the Bible and also just people in general, God and God's care. And the scripture, on the first one, the scripture, Acts 20, 17 through 20, 35 through 38. So that Acts 20, 20th chapter, 17 through the 20th verse, 35 to the 28th verse. Now, I'm not going to read them all. You can go and read them after I, sometime this week, but I'm going to read one of the scripture, which is Acts 20, 32. Now I commit to you, to God and be the word of his grace, which can build you up. Well, see, I'm going to be telling a story. And this first story, and I'm giving the honor and praise from Our Daily Bread as I read it. There are so many different stories that is told in Our Daily Bread, and I thought that I wanted to share with you in case of this is something that you are not reading. Maybe you have other different inspirational vitamin that you read on a daily basis. Well, it says, this person had a lump in his throat and said goodbye to my niece on the eve of her move to Massachusetts. So his niece moved to Massachusetts to attend graduate school at the Boston University. Though she had been away for 4 years as an undergraduate, she hadn't left the state. She still lived in the state, but lived a few hours away. Now she decided to go further, complete her education for her career. She decided to go further along, and she moved 800 miles away. So comparison to a couple of hours, this is a long way, 800 miles away. No longer would, and they would meet on a regular basis to talk. But now, because she moved so far away, they could not do that in person, but had trust that God would take care of his niece. Paul lightly felt, Paul in the scripture in the Bible, lightly felt the same way as he said goodbye to the elders of the church in Ephesus, having established the church and taught them for 3 years. Paul concluded to his elder to be close as family to him. Now that Paul was headed to Jerusalem, he would not see them again. But Paul had departing advice for the Ephesians. Though they would no longer have Paul as their teacher, the Ephesians did not have to feel abandoned. God would continue to train them through the word of his grace and to lead the church. Unlike Paul, God would always be with them. Just like Jesus told the disciples that when he would leave them, he was going to send a comforter, and that was the Holy Spirit. He was not going to leave them alone. And that's what Paul is saying in this story, too. God will always be there with them. Whether it's children we launch from our nest and other family members and friends who move away, saying goodbye can be very difficult. They move beyond our influence and into their own lives. Yes. I, even though my son is all the way to L.A., I trust that God will continue to take care of him and be with him there and protect him in L.A. So I had faith, even though that I would miss him, and also thought, thinking that, you know, making sure that he's okay. I still, it hurts to say goodbye, but I knew that he was in God's hand. When we let go of their hands, we can trust God that God has them in his. He can continue to shape their lives and meet their real needs more than we could ever could. So even though we take care of our family, our friends, and our, he will always keep them in his care. Even it doesn't matter if they're 800 miles away, aware, he is there for them. He will continue to keep them in his care. So even though that we don't want to see them go away, we must let them go, just like a bird, a mother bird who just had their little birds. They will take care of those babies until they can fly. And when they can fly, they let them go. They let them go on their way. They don't hold them back because they have faith in God. And this, we must have faith in God that they will be taken care of. We must ask the Lord to help us to trust that your watchful care extends over those we hold there who are far away from us. Though we are far away from those we love, they are never far from God. As I go on and continue to read, some stories from Daily Bread. Here is a few more. A popular children's book tells the story of a poor country boy who took off his cap to honor the king. An identical hat appeared instantly in its place on his head, inciting the king's anger for what appeared to be disrespectful. But Thotham knew. I'm not pronouncing his name as good. But Thotham knew. That's the, him in the, it's in the Bible. Remove hat his hat after while being escorted to the palace for punishment. And this is coming from 2 Kings, 4th chapter, 1 through 7. One verse says, when all the jars were full, the oil stopped pouring. These are stories in 2 Kings, if you read 2 Kings. So he, as he removed hat after hat being escorted to the place for punishment, each time a new one appears in its place. The hat grew increasingly fancy, bearing precious jewels and feathers. The 500th hat was the envy of King Durin, who was the king at the time, who pardoned Bartholomew and purchased the hat for 500 pieces of gold. At last, Bartholomew's head was bare. He walked home with freedom and money to support his family. So through this, he received support, money to support his family. A widow came to Elijah in financial distress, fearing her children would be sold in slavery to pay her debt. That's in 2 Kings as well, the 4th chapter. She had no asset other than a jar of oil. God multiplied that oil to fulfill enough borrowed jar to settle the debt plus care for her daily needs. Once again, He's taking care of your daily needs, taking care of the widow. God provided financially for the widow in much in the same way He provides salvation for us. We are bankrupt by sin, but Jesus paid our debts and offered us eternal life as well. When Jesus died, He died for our sins. And He paid our debts. He offered His Father. And He came here to save us from sin. And look what He went through. All of the suffering that He went through when He went to the cross, just to save our sins. So God is continuing to take care of us. Without Jesus, we are each like the poor country boy with no means to pay our king for our defense against him. God miraculously supplied the extravagant ransom for us and ensured that those who trust in Him will have life abundantly forever. We must thank God for paying our debts through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. We had nothing, but He paid it all. He had nothing. He paid it all for us. Jesus' sacrifice pays for our spiritual debt. What a loving God we serve. So in these different stories that I've read, in each case, God was there. He took care of us. Just like our widows. Honor widows that are widows indeed. He's taking care of us also. He's not leaving us abandoned. He provides for us, and he helps us to get through each day at a time. I also want to read this prayer, prayer of faith. God is my help in every need. God does my ever hungry feed. God walks beside me. God guides my way through every moment of the day. I now am wise. I now am true. Patient and kind and loving too. All things I am, can do and be, through Christ the truth that is in me. God is my health, I can't be sick. God is my strength in failing quick. God is my all, I know no fear, since God and love and truth are here. Amen. God will supply our needs. Sometimes we want more, but God takes our care of our daily needs. Yeah, there are things that we want more than what God has in store for us, planned for us, but he takes care of our daily needs. He never lets you go hungry. He's always there. You can always trust that he has you in his care. So just know that God is always there. He would never leave you or forsake you. He would always walk with you. Sometimes we don't feel him, and we feel and we're in a dark place. We must always trust that he's there. Just like the footprints, as we walk down the beach, there was a set of footprints behind us. We can always believe that those footprints were Jesus who was carrying us, walking with us every step of the way, never giving up on us in spite of our ways, behaviors. He forgives us for our sins. What a loving and mighty God we serve, to always be there regardless of our situation. Many of us are not worthy of his love, but he still loves us, so we are still a child of God. And sometimes I know we look down on others because they're not where we are. But guess what? God loves them just as much as he loves us. So never compare yourself to be better than someone else, because God doesn't see that way. We are all his child, and he loves us the same. Of course, we might act differently. He sometimes be proud of the things that we are doing and praising him, but he loves all of his children. And that is so special, to have someone to love us unconditionally in every way, even in spite of the things that we do in life that are not pleasing to him. He loves us always. And I want to read something else. Happy moments, praise God. Difficult moments, seek God. Quiet moments, worship God. Painful moments, trust God. Every moment, thank God. Because we don't have to be the way we are. Many of us have roofs on overhead, a roof and a house to live in, a clean bed and comfortable bed to sleep in. Look at the people in Texas; they have nothing to go back to. So we are blessed, and we must be thankful. We must praise him. We must seek him. We must worship him. We must trust him. And most of all, we must thank him. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall be continuously in my mouth. We must do that because we have a God that loves us unconditionally, loves us whenever we make mistakes. He forgives us, and he continues to wrap us in his arms, just like our children that we have, our own children, how we hug and kiss on them and say nice things to them. And whenever they come in town or whatever, we fix their favorite food. We do all these things. He loves us just like that. He loves us just like that. It is so special that we have a God that loves us unconditionally. And that is my message for you tonight, to knowing that God has us in his care. Our only one announcement I do have, that we have our monthly meeting coming up in October, the third Saturday in October, and it's October the 21st. So I hope that you'll be able to be in attendance from 9 to 10:30 p.m. And we will discuss, no, I'm sorry, it's not p.m., a.m. It's in the morning. We will be discussing our different activities that we're going to be doing in the month of November and December, our Christmas party. Oh, I can't say Christmas party. I can't believe that it's almost here. But, yes, Christmas party, as well as the trip that we'll be going on next year. We had to pick another location because of we were going to go to Miami and Key West. But I don't think that they're going to be back, that everything's going to be back in order by that time. So we're going to find another place to go. We're going to pray and ask God to lead us in the right direction, in the right location. So be prayerful for this ministry. And also what I'm going to talk about, our book, in the next 3 months, we're going to talk about A Widow's Touch, how we can get that, the book. It was selling very well, and we got to keep spreading the word to others about the book so we can encourage and help other widows who are going through their grief, their process of grief. So be mindful of that and spread the word, and it can be easily ordered on Amazon.com. You can purchase also, if you're in town, you can always purchase from myself. So that's all I have for you tonight. Just know that God has you in his care. Be blessed and have a great week, and tune in again next week at the same time from 10 p.m. Have a great night.
But I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know he's able. I've got to see in the ground that he's blessing, no more stressing. I've got to see in the ground. I need somebody to prophesy with your